It is no secret that Idaho is in the middle of a transformation. It is the fastest growing state in the country, and Boise accounts for a lot of that growth. This week, our newsroom decided to take a closer look at how Idaho is adapting to all this growth. In part one of our series, Our Changing Idaho, Samantha Wright takes a closer look at growth and how it's affecting housing and open space in Boise.
Sixth grade teacher Mandy Stansel has lived in Boise her whole life, but 3 months ago, she moved to her new home looking out over the farm fields of Cuna.
So it was kind of a big change for me to move out here.
After a year and a half of looking and not finding a bigger house in Boise, she and her husband decided to build a house in Cuna. When we asked listeners about growth in Boise, a lot of them were like Stansel, unable to find a single-family home in the city. And for many, the rising prices of homes were a barrier. In February, Boise Regional Realtors reported the number of homes on the market in Ada County hit a record low. Few homes were also up for grabs in May, setting a new high median sales price of $305,000, more than 16% higher than this time last year.
It just seems that anybody that is not making two income upper middle class wages, if they don't have a home already, they're going to really struggle to put down payments down and everything else. You're making decent money, you should be able to qualify for a home, you know.
Earlier this year, Forbes magazine said Boise and the surrounding metropolitan area was the fastest growing area in the nation for 2018. The city's population grew by over 3% last year.
You know, cities are, you know, living, breathing organisms. The only thing constant, I think, has changed. We likely couldn't stop if we wanted to. On the other hand, we don't want to.
Boise Mayor Dave Beter says the city is growing fast, though not as fast as in the past. As for housing prices, Beter says that's a function of supply and demand.
Supply is really what we need to focus on and get as many approved in the right way, in the right places that we can.
Beter says he doesn't have many tools when it comes to reducing housing prices. Idaho doesn't allow rent control or inclusionary zoning. He says what he can do is get more housing approved. The city anticipates having to build 1,000 dwelling units a year for the next 20 years to keep pace with growth. Over the past 5 years, Boise has exceeded that, building an average of nearly 1,200 units a year. But city leaders say they want smart growth, not sprawl. That's part of Blueprint Boise, the city's comprehensive plan adopted in 2011. It's a guide for how the city wants to grow in the next 20 years. Darren Fluke is Boise's comprehensive planning manager. He says both baby boomers and millennials want to live in smaller homes.
Based on the work that we've done, we think that we're pretty well built with single-family dwellings and that the demand side of the equation is really more in the multifamily or higher density type products.
The city has responded accordingly. In the past 5 years, 60% of new housing has been multifamily.
A large percentage of our growth is actually happening through infill development. And so you're seeing vacant parcels that are getting two or three, maybe four dwelling units on them.
But not everyone is a fan of infill.
We are moving towards the excuse that we have to build more housing to solve this problem. Building more housing only gets you more housing. It creates a crowd, not a community. We're losing our sense of place in all of this growth.
Lori DeCare started the Facebook advocacy group Vanishing Boise. She says people moving to Boise from California, Portland, and Seattle are driving up housing prices.
Every time a new person moves here, it might mean someone who has been living here for years or grew up here is being displaced.
DeCare says Vanishing Boise was formed to document the loss of open space, mom-and-pop businesses, and historic buildings. She's worried that Boise is losing its character.
We're sacrificing our exceptional quality of life to add more and more people and reduce our open space and our farmland.
Teacher Mandy Stansel admits she's now part of that open space problem in Cuna. Her new house sits on an old llama ranch. The animals are long gone to make room for her subdivision.
That kind of makes me a little sad, but I also know we kind of have to change things, period, because change is inevitable.
The city is holding two public workshops on growth this week to talk with citizens about Boise's future. Vanishing Boise says they're working with the city to share their concerns. According to the city's biannual citizen survey completed a couple months ago, 62% of residents said Boise's growth is positive for the community, and 92% said Boise's overall quality of life exceeds or greatly exceeds expectations. But planning for growth is a top concern for those who took the survey, with the cost of rent and mortgages steadily ticking up as the city tries to make room for the 19 people who move to Boise every day. I'm Samantha Wright, Boise State Public Radio News.
And reporter Samantha Wright is joining me in studio now to talk about growth in Boise. Hi, Samantha.
Hey.
All right. So in the piece, we heard that Boise's population grew by more than 3% just last year. And it sounds like some people are a little overwhelmed by really how fast the city is growing.
They are. We heard from a lot of folks who said that. And growth is not new, though, to Boise, especially to Boise. In fact, the mayor's office told me that in the past 8 years, the growth rate has been about 2.1%. Well, back in the 70s, it was 4.8%. And in the 90s, it was 4.6%. So this is not the highest growth rate we've ever had. And it's not new. It's just come on kind of quick.
And is that the issue then, is that it's just because we went through a recession, so things kind of slowed down, then all of a sudden it did kind of seem like, boom, here we are.
Boom, yeah. And Mayor Beter talked a little bit about the recession. Basically, construction of new homes stopped.
Mm-hmm.
The construction industry tanked. And we got a real vacuum there when it comes to new houses. There's just nothing out there. There wasn't for quite some time. And now they're trying to catch up, which is one of the reasons why there are not enough houses on the market.
And I was going to say that is part of the issue. When the market truly, as you said, tanked when the recession hit, we had neighborhoods that were vacant.
Yeah.
You know, you went out to Meridian, places like that. And it's almost like an idea of once bitten, twice shy.
Yep.
And is that
exactly.
is that what you saw when you did this piece?
Yeah. And, you know, you see that. But now all of a sudden, everybody's building and they're all trying to catch up. And now everybody wants a new house or a first house or a bigger house. And the construction industry just hasn't caught up yet.
They don't have the workers.
They don't have the workers. They don't have the backlog. They just don't have it there. And so the price keeps going up.
Is Boise growing faster than other cities here in Idaho?
You would think so, but not so much.
Really?
When you look at it in terms of percentage of population and number of people, actually Star has got the most growth since 2016, 8.3%. Yeah.
8.3%.
Yeah, followed by CUNA, 7.2, then Eagle, Meridian, Middleton, Caldwell, Nampa, and then down there towards the bottom is Boise.
So even though Boise is the fastest growing city in the country, we've heard this over and over again.
Right.
But is part of that growth in places like Star in CUNA, is it an affordability issue?
A lot of it is. A lot of it is. Because we heard from a lot of people who said, I can't find anything in Boise. It's too pricey. It's out of my price range. And so they're moving to CUNA, like the lady in the piece, to Star, to Middleton, you know, Emmett. They're moving farther out to find places that are what they want at a price they can afford.
I'm talking with our reporter, Samantha Wright, about growth in Boise. This is the first piece of our week-long series called Our Changing Idaho, where we are looking at our changing Idaho in the face of that. So, Sam, how did you decide to focus in on housing as a problem that Boise is facing when it comes to growth?
Well, we put out a call to our listeners and told them, send in your comments, send in your stories. We heard from a lot of people, and two things kept coming up: the price of housing and the price of apartments, you know, basically the price of living somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and how it was growing in Boise, and they couldn't afford homes in Boise. They couldn't even afford apartments in Boise anymore. And the other one was the character of Boise. We touched on that a little bit
right.
in the piece, that we're losing the character of Boise with all these folks coming in and all the changes that are being made so fast. I don't know how you can quantify that, but we touched on it a little bit.
And when it comes to affordability, whether it's buying a home or renting a house, did you get an answer from anyone if we've seen something like this before? Because when you talk about the growth in the 70s, I remember the growth in the 90s. You do too. things were still affordable.
Yes, yes. And that was the thing. There was some talk from the city and the mayor's office who talked about, you know, back in the 80s, you could buy homes in the North End for very little because the North End wasn't the most popular place
right.
to be. And you could find places that you could afford and maybe fix up. So, you know, whether this is brand new, I don't know. But it's certainly new to this generation and a lot of folks out there who are trying to find home.
And then let's talk about transportation. Did that come up with people? I would assume that it would if you are moving farther away to find affordable housing.
And surprisingly, we did not hear very much, almost nothing about transportation, not much concern about it. And that not only surprised us here at Boise State Public Radio, it surprised the city, because that was the first thing they asked me when I interviewed folks from the city was, well, didn't people complain about transportation? And I said, not so much. You know, they didn't talk about buses so much. They didn't talk about, you know, a corridor between, you know, those further away, maybe Canyon County
right,
and Ada County.
Caldwell to Mountain Home or something like that.
No, it just didn't really come up. Nope, that wasn't a top concern.
Well, and you wonder if part of it is when you, in your piece, you said 19 people a day move to Boise.
Yep.
So if we're looking at that and if they're coming from outside areas, if they're coming from larger areas, we complain about the traffic because we remember when there wasn't rush hour on I-84. But if you're coming from larger areas,
exactly.
Is that the issue that this is just not something as important to them because it's not as big of an issue as it was from where they came from?
Well, if you came from Southern California and your commute was 3 hours a day and you come here and now the commute is a half hour.
Or an hour,
that's not that big a deal. It is to native Boiseans who maybe moved out to Canyon County and now have to travel, you know, back and forth. But nope, we didn't hear anything about it.
So housing prices are a downside of growth. We talked about that. What did the city tell you, though, about the good aspects of growth?
Well, both Boise Mayor Dave Beter and Planning Manager Darren Fluke talked about that good side. Both of them were here during the 80s. They saw some of the problems we had when growth dropped off, and we talked about the North End. Here's a little from Darren Fluke.
You know, people forget, too, what it was like here in the 80s. So I was graduating from high school at that time, and downtown Boise was like a bombed out Beirut. You know, there was not really a reason to come down here. There was, there was some offices and a little bit of retail that served those offices. It buttoned up at 6 o'clock downtown, and there wasn't really a reason to come down. You go downtown on any night of the week now, and it's this vibrant place where people want to be and people are spending time. And, you can get a cup of coffee or a great beer or a glass of wine, you know, all across the city now. And those were things that weren't happening in the 80s. And so people tend to sort of take the good part of growth for granted while only focusing on the challenges. And we try to recognize them both.
And Mayor Beter talked about that. He talked about how the North End and even Hyde Park were kind of not such desirable places not that long ago in Boise. And they've changed.
You know, and you grew up here. My husband grew up here.
Yep.
And exactly what Darren said about downtown Boise. My husband graduated high school in the 80s and talks of the same thing. It was like nobody went downtown.
No.
There was nothing down here.
No.
I mean, the Eastman building, when that fire happened, it was kind of like, well, nobody's there. I mean, really, so that there's been such a change in the last three decades to the face of Boise.
There really has. There has been a lot. And that kind of gets lost. That kind of gets lost when we talk about growth and we start talking about housing prices and all of that. But we've gained a lot as well, just as a community.
So what else is coming up this week in this series?
So we're going to be looking at vanishing farmland in and around Idaho. And we're going to have a profile of a typical Treasure Valley family and how they would love to move to a new home, but they can't afford it. Mm-hmm. And they're sort of one of the faces of folks out there and their unique story.
I'm really looking forward to this. It is, I don't think you can go a day without talking to one person in Idaho who doesn't talk about growth.
It's true.
So it's going to be an interesting week. Thanks, Sam, so much for talking about this. I've been talking with our reporter, Samantha Wright, about our series on growth called Our Changing Idaho. It will continue all week, so make sure you listen here as well in other parts of our day.